Nung ako po ay nagtatrabaho pa dito sa Dubai and sumasakay ng metro, isa po sa mga gustong maari ninyo kung kayo po ay sumasakay ng metro noon is kayo po ay magmamadali dahil gusto niyo pong abutan yung pong Reed Nazario. Sino po nakakaalala nun? Bago lang po kayo dito, no? Last year lang. Matagal na pong huminto yun. Wala na po yung libre na Nazario ng metro. Meron din po tayong ganun sa Pilipinas, if I would remember, sa MRT or sa LRT, ito po ay tinatawag na libre. Alam niyo yung libre na Nazario sa MRT, di ba? Nagbabanggaan para makakuha ng Nazario. Yung tagline po ng libre, kaya ako po alam na alam yon dahil lumabas po ako doon. Hindi po ako sangkot sa isang krimen, ano? Basta lumabas lang po ako doon. Ang tagline po ng libre is, the best things in life are libre. Hindi po free, libre. Kasi yun yung pangalan ng Nazario. And totoo po yun, di ba? Mahilig tayo sa mga free things. Buy one, get one offers. Merong libreng baso sa kape. Di ba? Bibili ka ng kape kahit hindi ka umiinom para makuha mo yung baso. May libreng baunan dun sa tatlong set ng pasta. Hindi ka kumakain ng pasta. Gusto mo yung baunan, bibili ako niyan. Sa Pinas, marami pong ganyan. Kukolekta ka ng sticker kasi meron kang libreng planner. Hindi mo naman gagamitin. Mahilig po tayo sa mga ganun. Free parking, free time, vacation. Diba? Malapit na yung vacation. Mga birthday offers sa Dubai. Pag birthday mo, hindi nyo po alam, libre po kayong pumasok sa Aquaventure, sa Atlantis. Pag birthday nyo po, marami pong ganun dito. Yung ating pong passage this morning talks about something that is free. In fact, ito po ay free gift. And all throughout December 24, sa ating pong series ngayon, you'll hear about this free gift. Ano po ito? Ito po yung binasa natin earlier. We'll see that in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord." For context lamang po, no? Ito pong si Paul, he illustrates yung pong contrast between kung sino po tayo noon and who we are now in Christ. What we were, tayo po ay mga slaves ng ating pong kasalanan. Yung ating pong mind, yung ating will, yung ating pong affections, all of those things are under the bondage of sin. Tayo po ay mga alipin sa ating pong master, that is sin. But nung tayo po ay naborn again, meron pong change na nangyari. Yung pong miracle of regeneration has brought yung pong pagbabago na yon sa buhay natin. And in a moment, right there and then, tayo po ay pinalaya dun sa slavery ng sin, and we were transferred to a new slavery and a new master, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we come to the end of Romans chapter 6, pinapakita po ni Paul ito pong contrast between slavery to sin and slavery to Christ. He's showing two opposite ideas, yung pong idea ng death and yung idea ng life. He says na yung pong slavery to sin leads to death, while yung pong slavery to Christ leads to life. He began to explain ito pong concept na ito from verse 21. Sinabi po niya, "For the end of those things." Yung pong those things, referring dun po sa ating former slavery to sin. Yung pong end, yung pong outcome, yung pong bunga nung slavery na yon to sin is for unbelievers, is death. And then in verse 22, he says yung pong outcome, yung pong fruit of being enslaved in Christ is life. And then sa ating pong passage, Paul takes them both together and ties them and summarizes them and says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And that exactly yung ating pong main point sa ating pag-aaral this morning. Ito pong Romans chapter 6, verse 23, ay isa po sa mga mas kilalang passages pagdating po sa evangelism. Hindi po ba? If you're familiar with the Romans Road, ito po ay isa dun sa mga passages na yon. So we have divided ito pong ating passage into two parts. Number one, death is the wages of sin. Chapter 6:23a. And part B is yung pong eternal life is the gift of God. Simulan po natin. Death is the wages of sin. 6:23a. Sabi po dyan, for the wages of sin is death. Yung pong term na wages, alam po natin ito, no? Ibig sabihin po nito, ito ay sahod, kabayaran, hindi po ba? Ito po ay tumutungkol or pumapatungkol sa payment na ibinayad po sa isang tao for his service. Ito po ay payment ng sahod to the one who has worked hard for it. So makita po natin na ito pong idea ng wages is very different and very opposite doon po sa idea ng gift. Kasi yung pong wage ay something na inyo pong deserve. Dahil ito po ay inyong pinagtrabahuhan. Wages are merited, while gift, anybody could give you a gift nang wala po kayong ginagawa. That's unmerited. Ang tao na nagtrabaho receives yung kanya pong wages o yung kanya pong paychecks. He receives from his employers, from his master, from his boss, exactly what he has earned and what he deserves. Ang isang tao po na nagtrabaho for one day, kung siya po ay daily wage, siya po ay makakakuha ng kanyang karampatang sahod at the end of the day. Hindi po siya dapat kumuha ng kalahating araw na sahod. Hindi po siya dapat kumuha ng isa't kalahating araw na sahod. Because he should be given what he has worked for. You work for a day, you earn for a day. Yun po yung exact na wage. He should receive exactly what he has earned. No more, no less. Sa ating pong passage, ito pong wages of sin, ito pong sahod because of sin, is earned by an unbelieving sinner. He will receive exactly what he deserves. Alam niyo po, ito pong unbeliever na ito, he has been working all his life for sin. He has been under the mastery of sin. He has lived for sin. Yung kanya pong sin is transgression and rebellion against God. Isa po itong violation of God's law. And so when he sins, he has earned death. Yung po yung wages ng sin. Meron pong dalawang paraan in which a person commits sin. Una po is yung pong idea ng commission. Sin of commission. Pag sinabi po natin sin of commission, ito po yung paggawa natin ng kasalanan or paggawa po natin ng mga bagay na ipinagbabawal ng Diyos. Sinabi ng Diyos, you shall not. Pero ang ginawa po natin is nakita nating red light, we stepped on the gas, and dinrive po natin yun ng dire-diretso. We are committing something that is forbidden by God. And the opposite po is yung pong sin of omission. Then the idea is flipped. We are not doing kung ano po yung dapat nating gawin. So we sin by doing the evil na tayo po ay pinagbawalan and also by not doing the things or the good that we are commanded to do. And lahat po tayo have accumulated a massive payment that is due sa ating pong mga kasalanan. The wages earned para po sa ating kasalanan is far more than any of us can even imagine. Nung sinabi po ni Paul dito sa ating passage that the wages of sin is death, yung death po dito is referring to eternal death, which is contrasted dun po sa idea ng eternal life. Ito po yung second death that is being spoken of sa Revelation chapter 20. Yung pong first death is yung pong ating physical death. Wala pong spared doon sa physical death. Lahat po tayo ay mamamatay unless dumating ang Panginoon bukas. All of us will die. Even Christians experience ito pong first death. However, tayo pong mga Kristiyano will never die the second death. those who die, na sila po ay hindi nananampalataya sa Panginoon, they will reap the wages due to them for a lifetime of sin. Yung pong karampatang parusa para sa kanilang kasalanan is eternal death. Ito po ay eternal damnation, eternal torment. At ito pong katotohanan na ito na sinasabi ni Paul is not something that is new with Paul, pagdating po ng Romans. It really began from the beginning ng ating pong scripture. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, God says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat." Sinabi po dito ng Diyos kay Adam, "Consider how God has placed Adam dun po sa isang perfect world na kung saan the whole world is at his disposal." Diba? "He has all these things for him to enjoy." Gumawa ka ng fruit salad dyan, go on. Kumain ka ng makopa, kumain ka ng dragon fruit, kumain ka ng persimmon. Pwede po yun. But there was only one tree from which Adam could not eat. And it is because of the goodness of God na sinabi po ng Diyos kay Adam that he must not eat of this tree, because kapag ginawa po niya, Adam would obtain the knowledge of good and evil. Yung kanya pong mind will become polluted and spiritual darkness will set in. It is because of the goodness of God that he has placed a prohibition around dun po sa tree na yon. Adam was lovingly warned by God not to eat from this tree because it will defile and darken him. And then binigyan din po ng Panginoon ng penalty if ever he would do that. Hindi po ito isang harsh na penalty. It's equitable and it's just. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, "For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." At ano pong ginawa ni Adam? That's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did. Parang bata, ano? Sinabi mo, huwag kang pumunta dyan. Dun pupunta. Huwag mong kainin yan. Yun yung kakainin. Tayo po yun. That's us. What Adam did is that very thing that he has been prohibited to do. And in the day that he ate from it, he died. He died immediately, spiritually, and he began to die progressively, physically, and emotionally. Of course, yung pong physical death would take years until his physical death become a reality, but yung pong kanyang aging process has already begun right there and then. And then emotionally, he also began to die on the inside of his soul. Maalala po ninyo, nung hinanap siya ng Diyos, tinanong siya ng Panginoon, "Adam, where are you?" Anong sinabi niya? Ano yung description ng Bible sa kanya? He was so afraid. Why? Because yung pong kanilang intimate relationship has been severed by this sin. Yung kanila pong fellowship has been severed. And how could that be restored? Again, it was the goodness and the mercy of God that he initiated to restore ito pong relationship na ito by killing an animal and by clothing Adam with the skin of that animal. And ito po ay isang foreshadowing of that Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. Ito po yung picture ng free gift of God, which is eternal life. Ang gusto ko pong makita natin sa umagang ito is that it would just take one sin committed against a holy God, and that is enough to damn any sinner. God is that infinitely holy and that absolutely sovereign God. He is so high and lifted up that just one sin against him will send one person to hell forever. Wala po tayong idea how flagrant or kung gaano katahasan or kagarapal yung ating pong kasalanan. It is a cosmic treason, a rebellion against God. Mga kapatid, God takes sin very seriously, far more than we take our sins. From the very beginning, makita po natin that the wages of sin is death. And it goes on sa ating pong scripture. Ito pong death penalty for sin remains in scripture. God had not forgotten about this. Doon po sa binasa ni Pastor Alvin kanina in Ezekiel chapter 18, we see that there is a direct accountability of every soul to God. Sabi niya sa verse 4, "Behold, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins shall die." Ito po yung sinabi ni Adam, ni God kay Adam, hindi po ba? It's still binding force sa buhay po ng bawat tao, even in the days nito pong si Ezekiel. Sinabi ng Diyos sa bawat isa that your soul is mine and you are directly accountable to me. If you sin, you will die. And to further reinforce ito pong idea na to, inulit po niya yan sa verse 20 ng Ezekiel chapter 18. He says, "The soul who sins shall die." It's as if yung pong judge ng heaven and earth has declared death penalty for sinners like you and me. And even in the New Testament, we read of the same severe punishment for sins. In Romans chapter 1, verse 18, sinabi po ni Paul, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." Ang tao po has committed sin. He has flagrantly sinned against God. And if we're going to read further, sinabi po doon that man has exchanged the knowledge of God for a lie. They worship creatures rather than the Creator. And so God, in verse 24, gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity. In verse 26, God has given them up to dishonorable passions, to homosexuality and lesbianism. And finally, in verse 28, God gave them up to a debased mind. And then in verses 29 and 30, nagbigay po si Paul ng isang mahabang listahan ng kasalanan. He says that the human race is filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, strife, murder, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. And finally, Paul says in verse 32, those who practice such things deserve to die. Yung pong verdict at punishment for sin remains the same. The soul that sins shall die. Later po sa Romans, Paul adds in chapter 5 verse 12, he says, "Just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin." Yung idea po dito is that sin paves the way for death. When we sin, death inevitably follows. Ito pong sin and death ay package deal. Ito po yung ating buy one, get one. You sin, you die. In verse 14 ng Romans 5, it says that death reigned from Adam to Moses because all sinned. Verse 17, "For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man." Ito pong transgression or sin, that brings death. At the end ng Romans 5:21, it says, "Sin reigned in death." So ito pong idea ng sin and death are really inseparable. They are two sides of one coin, so to speak. Sin always brings death. And we also see that sa message po ng book of James. In James chapter 1 verse 15, sabi po doon, "Then desire or lust, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, once again, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Ito pong unbreakable chain na ito is found throughout the Bible. So when we come to Romans chapter 6 verse 23, we should not wonder as if ito pong connection ng sin and death ay bagong idea. Hindi po ito new teaching ni Paul. The first preacher of this is God himself in the Garden of Eden. It was God who said, in the day that you eat of this tree, in the day that you disobeyed my word, in the day that you sin against me, you will surely die. And I would like to say na meron pong greater accountability for us who are here hearing this message. Kapag tayo po ay nakikinig sa salita ng Diyos and we disobey, when we hear the call of the gospel to repent of our sins and put our faith in Jesus Christ and yet act as if we did not hear anything, we act as if it's not important, we remember that if we disobey, there will be commensurate judgment for our sins. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26 says this, for if we go on sinning deliberately, yung idea po dito is that a person knows the truth. He has heard the truth. The gospel perhaps has been preached to that person. He hears yung pong call to repent and yet he rejects it. He puts it off and says sa kanya pong sarili, maybe one day I will repent. One day I will give my life to Christ. One day I will commit my life to Christ. Ito pong tao na to, if such a person goes on sinning in unbelief, sabi po doon, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. And so ano po yung bunga nitong lantarang pagtanggi sa gospel? The author of Hebrews says, but a fearful expectation of judgment and the fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? Meron pong severe punishment for us who hear. The punishment of this person receives is deserved by this person. Ito po yung wages that he has earned by his continual unbelief. Now, let me bring this a bit more personal sa atin po. Every Sunday, perhaps, that you sit in church, or every Friday, nung Friday pa yung service natin, let's bring it back some more. Every Thursday, nung Thursday pa yung service, every time that you sit in church and hear the gospel, but then refuse to repent and refuse to give your life to Christ, but rather, nagni-ninja po tayo pagkatapos ng service, nagmamadali po tayong lumabas at gusto nating umuwi at kumain ng tanghalian. When we do that and reject yung pong call ng gospel, we have trampled underfoot the Son of God. Ito pong expression ng trampled underfoot is an expression or a sign of disdain and total rejection sa Panginoon. And if we're doing that, we are insulting the Spirit of grace who has convicted you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. You are trampling underfoot the blood of Christ. It's as if yung pong kanyang death means nothing to you. Friends, meron pong severe judgment for you. More severe, perhaps, than those who has never heard yung pong gospel. For sure, they will be punished for not trusting in Christ. But for you who hear this gospel message, there will be severe, more severe punishment for you. Now, wala pong good news until you know the bad news. The darker the bad news, the brighter the good news will shine. And I hope na hindi po natin gugustuhin ito pong punishment that we all deserve. You would not want for what you have been working for all your life. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 and 12 says, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done." Friends, down through the centuries, God has kept perfect books of each and everyone's life. Meron po siyang record ng mga sinful thoughts, sinful deeds, sinful words, sinful actions that you may not even remember. God has kept impeccable books sa bawat isa. Every thought, every attitude, every word, every deed, it's infallibly recorded. And on the last day, sabi po dun sa binasa natin, the books will be opened. And God will judge everyone according to their deeds. And each sinner will receive exactly what he deserves. He will receive no more, no less than what he has earned. Wala pong bonus kayong matatanggap. You will receive exactly what you worked for. And it will be a perfect justice dun po sa last day na yun. You see, unbelieving sinners will have no advocate to stand beside them to plea yung kanila pong case before God. They will be one-on-one with God. And sinabi po ni Paul sa Romans 3:19, every mouth will be closed. You see, wala pong excuse sa Panginoon. Hindi ka pwedeng mag-plead ng iyong case. How can you argue with the books? Nothing more needs to be said. And according to your sin will be the measure of your punishment. Friends, the wages of sin is death. And ito pong second death na ito by which there is no acquittal. But know this, eternal life is the gift of God. Hindi po doon natapos. That's our point number two. Eternal life is the gift of God. You see, in the mercy of God, ito pong judgment does not seem to be the final ending. Friends, rather than receiving what you deserve, what we deserve, alam niyo po ba that we can have something that we do not deserve? We may have mercy and escape yung pong final day in court. If anything is unfair, ito po ay para dun sa tao who believes in Christ, who will receive something that he does not deserve. And that is called grace. That is something that is undeserved, unmerited gift of salvation in Christ Jesus. Yung pong katotohanan ng Romans 6:23 is that the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So rather than receiving yung pong wages of our sin, we can receive that which we have not worked for. And that is eternal life through Christ. Nung namatay po ang ating Panginoon, sinabi po ni Paul sa Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, He, Jesus, canceled the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Ano po itong record of debt that was nailed on the cross? Hindi po ito yung sign na nakalagay doon sa taas ng cross ni Christ, na kung saan ginamit po ng mga Roman soldiers to mock yung pong mga Jews. Ang nakalagay po doon is Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Yung po yung charge against Christ. Because he's claiming to be the king of the Jews. And to them, yun po ay blasphemy. But ito pong record of death na sinasabi ng Colossians is the list of every sin we have committed. And kasama po doon yung divine punishment that is assigned against us. And this is what was nailed to the cross of Christ. Kapag isa pong kriminal sa panahon po ng Romans nung panahon nila, when they are crucifying a criminal, the Romans would post to the top ng kanila pong cross a charge against that person. And also, the government will post yung pong punishment para po dun sa charge na yon. For example, kung sila po ay nailagay sa prison, they would write thief or murderer. And ilagay po yung document na yon sa taas po ng pintuan ng kanilang prison. And also, sa katabi po nung kanilang charge, they would write yung pong punishment. 15 years in prison, 30 days max. So, it's the charge and the penalty. Yung po yung laman nung pong record of debt that we're talking about. Ito po yung debt. Ito po yung kanilang utang sa justice, utang sa society. Ito po yung utang na kailangang pagbayaran nung kriminal para po siya ay makalabas. Every charge, every penalty must be paid in full. And then once na sila po ay nakatapos na dun sa number of years na kanila pong kailangang pagdusahan, sila po ay dadalhin before the judge, kasama po yung kanilang record of debt, and ilalagay po nung judge doon, after they have completed that time, the word tetelestai, which means paid in full. Only then would they be released from prison. In John chapter 19, verse 30, nung si Jesus po ay nakapako sa cross, he said, "It is finished." Yung Greek term na ginamit po doon is the same word, tetelestai, which means paid in full. You see, God the Father took every sin that you ever committed in your life from beginning until you die and posted it on that record of death. Kasama po doon was the corresponding punishment that you would pay in hell. Ito pong record na to is that something that has been nailed on the cross of Christ. It's for everyone for whom Jesus has died. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he purchased forgiveness for all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our sins. Binayaran po ng Panginoon lahat ng ating offenses, not in half, not installment, but he paid it in full. God did not take our sin and swept it under the rug. No, he took all of our sin and laid it upon Christ and nailed it on the record of death to that cross. And upon the cross, ang Panginoon po has suffered for every single individual sin that you and I have ever committed or will ever commit. Whether it be in attitude, in words, or action, or in deed, whether doing what we should be doing, but we did not do, or doing something that we are prohibited to do, all those things were written dun po sa record of death, and it was nailed on the cross of Christ. All that the people would see is yung pong sign that the Romans placed, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Ito po yung charge against Christ, but the record of death that was nailed on the cross was the charge against us. And Jesus, by his perfect death on our behalf, paid the wages of sin, of our sin. He paid it off completely. He paid for the whole mountain of our sins with His blood in His death. And for those people who would put their faith in Christ and repent of their sins, He now gives the free gift of eternal life, which means living eternally with God. Eternal life is all in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Wala pong grasya outside the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all in Christ. Friends, if you are here and you consider yourself outside of Christ, know that you will have to pay off yung inyo pong debt in hell forever. Or you could come to your senses and repent of your sins and turn to Him who died in the place of sinners. Mga kapatid, if you are not certain, I would be pleading with you to throw yourself upon His mercy. Believe in Him, trust in Him, commit your life to Him, and receive not what you deserve for your sins, but what you do not deserve, which is grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me close with this. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 is a monumental verse that we could say a lot of things by way of application. Mga kapatid, if we cannot worship God after hearing this, then there must be a problem sa atin. The judgment and condemnation that was once in us has been removed. By the grace of God, we have been set free through faith in Christ. And if we have received yung kanya pong grace, we must live for Him. If you are indeed saved, Jesus is your Lord. If He is not your Lord, then you are not saved. You see, saving faith requires submission, requires our obedience, requires our living for Christ. Remember that Jesus died for us, so surely we can live for Him. No sacrifice that He could ever require of us could be too great. Pinagbayaran po ng Panginoon yung ating record of debt, and He has delivered us from the fires of hell forever. And then every day we should be living to bring Him glory and honor. And also we must bear witness of Christ and tell others who we are living for. And also tell those people who are living without Christ. So let me ask you, are you certain that you know the Lord? Have you come all the way to Christ? Have you repented of your sins or put your faith in Christ? Friends, because if not, there will be a severe punishment for you. If you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, behold, now is that time. Now is the day of salvation. Sabi ng Hebrews, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Come to Christ. Believe in Christ. Maaring ikaw ay nandito, you are worried about who you are or what you did in the past. Friends, know that Jesus loves to receive sinners. His arms are wide open and He says, whoever comes to Me, I will never cast out. Know that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He did not die for those who are well. He died for bad people. And He invites you to come to Himself and to believe in Him, and He will receive you. He will bring you into His kingdom and bestow on you the free gift that you could never purchase, not in a million lifetimes. The gift of eternal life that is all in Christ Jesus. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, we acknowledge that the wages of our sins, the wages of sin sa aming pong buhay brings about death in many different forms.
And we thank you that in Jesus Christ, we who repented of our sins and trusted in Him for salvation have eternal life here and now. Help us, O God, to embrace this free gift in Jesus Christ, not separating it from His presence, and to dwell deeply with Him all day long for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.